Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Hi. I had a question about the publishing process.
Sure thing. May I please have your name?
Kristen Hardy.
Kristen? Perfect. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay. So I just came across you on the website, and
are you currently on chat with us?
You said on chat?
Are you talking to one of our agents on chat?
No, I tried to click the chat, but it wasn't working.
No, okay, no problem. Tell me, how can I help you?
So I just wanted to find out a little bit more about how the process works. This would actually be my first time ever publishing anything, and I just wanted to see what services you guys offer, and possibly try to get a maybe a quote.
Absolutely. So, Christian, the way it works here is that we are a full-service publishing house. That means that anything that goes behind the scenes of a book, editing, proofreading, cover design, creating a website for an author, you know, getting a book to platforms like Apple Books, Google Books, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, even physical stores for that matter, anything that you can imagine that an author would need in their lifetime, we are providing that. Be it a self-published author or a traditionally published author, we serve both the markets. Now let's talk about what is the exact process that we're following here at Penguin Book Writers. We have a team of dedicated project managers because you have to deal with like the book cover artist, the technician who's formatting a book, the guy who's an editor, you know? So there are different people involved in completing and finalizing the product itself. Now, you talking to 6-7 different people in one company will create a lot of miscommunication. For that specific reason, we assign you a dedicated project manager. You don't have to call on a customer service line to talk to someone every time you have to, you know, an idea or a thought. We just directly give you a dedicated project manager. They talk to you, and off you go. Now, once that happens, we really need to look at what kind of book are we dealing with. Is it fiction, nonfiction, children's book, memoir? So what kind of book are we dealing with in your case?
Okay, yeah. So that's one of the things that I wanted to ask because it's actually a journal.
Journal. Oh, okay. That changes a lot of things. So with journals, journals are pretty straightforward. You either create just the book cover and go for the publishing part, or you design internal page and then you go for the publishing part. The publishing are pretty simple. Usually don't offer ebooks. We just offer paperback and hardcovers. It's called low-content book for Kindle. It's usually sold at Kindle and Printify. Print-on-demand service, we set up your account. And that's pretty much it. If you want like my just the book cover and plain pages inside, we'll do it for as low as $500. If you're talking about doing it, if you're talking about, you know, designing the internal pages as well as the outside cover and then uploading it on Amazon and Printify, that probably will cost you somewhere around $700 or $800. So between $500 to $800 is a general price point for journals because journals you don't have to edit or we don't have to, you know, proofread. There's not much work, so it's usually a little less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I did want to mention that the journal that I have, it is pretty like thorough in terms of my design. Like, I have charts in there, I have lists in it, like I have sections with questions, like, so it's not just like a blank journal.
Then you probably would have to sign up for the bigger one because internal page designs and reviewing it is part of our second one, which probably in your case would cost you somewhere around $800 with publishing and everything necessary included.
Okay, and so with the publishing, you know, this is my first time, so I'm sorry if this is a silly question, but that's copywriting and all that too?
A, no question is silly. We all start from somewhere, so just ask as many questions as you want. And B, everything that, yes, you have 100% ownership right for your book. We do not, you know, take any royalties. We are not taking any credit. We are a services for hire company. That means that everything that we do, We're doing it as a company that was hired to do it, and you know, we don't own any rights to what we do. It's you, your show. We're just helping hands doing things that you generally, you know, would. It, let's say if something takes you 6 weeks, it's probably going to take us 6 hours or less because, you know, we just do this for a living. That's the only reason.
Okay, great. And so once it's published and then it's put on platforms, in terms of ordering, like, printed copies of it, would I have to go through the individual platforms?
So as far as printed copies are concerned, there are two types of printed copies. Printed copies are generally author's copies that you can buy in bulk in the beginning, or you can just, you know, have a couple and get them ordered at your doorstep via Amazon itself because it's print on demand. Author copies are generally not for sale. They're for just you to review. So Amazon does compromise in the quality a lot for author's copies, but because they're not intended to be sold, they're just for author to review and see if, you know, everything looks good. So that's the case. You can always order.
Okay. And my last question. So I did go on Amazon, and I saw that they had, like, an option for publishing and things like that on their website. Like, what's the difference between a company like you all and just going through Amazon and having them?
So to wrap you up, Amazon itself does not provide any kind of services. Most of these companies are agencies. They're just using the name of Amazon to get the relevant traffic because people are generally looking to publish on Amazon, so they would name themselves like KDB Service Providers, KDB Publishers, Amazon Publishing Company, you know, stuff like that. So they're not the, you know, party itself. So first thing, no, that's the first and main thing. Secondly, we have everything in-house. Most of these companies would have resources all over the globe, which takes our time to be a bit, you know, it takes time for them. The turnaround time is usually really long. What else is there? Absolutely, we think, give me just one second, let me just pull out one thing. So, yeah, and secondly, we, you know, our entire point is to ensure that you get long-term success because the amount of money that we're charging is really less and honestly would not pay the bills for an organization with 200 or more employees. So our entire point is that we have a B2B. In your case, obviously, you're publishing journals, but when I'm talking about, you know, books in general, we're talking about, you know, us getting books in, you know, actual bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, us ensuring that your book is like a mass success. We take it to book fairs. We, you know, we are not stopping at publishing. And in your case, people that publish journals, they usually don't stop at one because obviously you're trying to create a passive income here. And one journal wouldn't really be good to take off. You know, we usually, when people come to us for, you know, then they're trying to create a print-on-demand business, they're publishing like 10 journals, 20 journals, 50 journals, 100 journals, you know, because that just increases the probability of people buying it.
Right, and I do plan on creating a series of journals. However, this one, it's when I say it's pretty thorough, like it's like more like a planner journal. So it's a lot of content that I put into it. Like it's quite a bit of work that I put into it, honestly.
That sounds great. That actually does sound great. You know, whenever you put certain effort in something, it reflects in the final product. So no time, you know, wasted in bringing a product up is wasted in the first place. So you did something good. Obviously, I would have to see, and it's your final product. We will be open to suggestions, and we'll give you some. But at the end of the day, it's your project. You're the one that decides. You're the one that calls the shot. You have 100% ownership. See, you take us as a collaborative team that's doing your work without you having to give them health insurance and a payroll on a monthly basis. So we are just, you know, there to help you out and do things that are maybe difficult for you to do or manage in your own time. And that's pretty much it. Like, journals are pretty straightforward. Like, I understand you feel a lot of work inside, but compared to a 500-page book with complex plots and, you know, character build-up and someone's 60 years of experience of life, things can get really complicated when we're writing something. But journal, as complicated as it can get itself, you know, it's something that you create. There are a lot of blank pages inside. It qualifies as a low-text book. It's faster to proofread. So, yeah, I think, well, I don't think it might be complicated for anyone to understand or go through it. And even when it comes to our pricing, the publishing for journal is kept at bare minimum because we understand people are just planning to make money off of it, and we want to keep our pricing as low as possible for them to be comfortable in doing that with us.
Okay, great. And so it's not a problem that there's both text and charts and all that kind of stuff in it?
Not at all. Do what makes you feel will increase the worth of your product. At the end of the day, Roshan, our entire goal is that you make money because so that you can come back to us and I give us an order to publish 10 more journals. That's going to be beneficial for both of us in the long run.
It's definitely not a long book. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome. Well,
so any questions, any queries, anything else that I can help you out with?
No, it sounds great. In terms of the turnover process, is it like maybe how many months would it be?
Months, honey, we're talking about days here. It's probably 2 weeks at max, 3 weeks. If there's any complications, there's, definitely not months.
Okay, great. So I could get it to you guys and have it by the end of the year then. Great.
End of the year? Why would you wait for that? See, if you're, you know, November and December is coming up. It'll be Black Friday sale in no time. We're already like 6-7 days away from Black Friday. People are spending money left, right, straight. There's traffic on the internet. There's traffic in stores. There's bloody traffic on the roads. Mm-hmm. So this time of the year, we see a 30 to 40% surge when it comes to you know, any kind of sales, any product. Pick any product in the world, and you'll see a huge sale. So if you're taking advice from me, I'd say, you know, plan to get this done before, like, in a week or 10 days or 15 days at tops, because, you know, Black Friday sale, they lost the whole month, and then we're talking about Thanksgiving, we're talking about Christmas gifts, we're talking about New Year. So cash in on that. If this happens once in a year, you'd have to wait another 365 days for this month to come again. So don't miss this opportunity. See, even if you're selling your journal for like $15, you're making five. How many, like, you need to sell, like, even if you're selling like $5 to $7, you need to sell like, what, 100 journals to make your money back? That's a doable thing. That's a really, and if you're honestly not planning to sell at least 100, then, you know, why begin with this in the first place? So you're thinking about selling at least, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 per day. And obviously that happens gradually, but when we're talking about huge traffic, everybody, when it's raining, everybody gets something, right? So this time of the year is actually really important for everyone to cash in if they're opening a print-on-demand business or just going with journals. But, like, where are you at? You told me that you've put in a lot of work and it's, like, almost done. So where do you think your product stands at this moment?
Where does it stand in terms of completion? Like, is it completed?
Yeah.
Right now I'm doing, like, the finishing touches, like the table of contents and things like that. So I would say I'm maybe about a week or so away from total completion of it.
Final touches. Why would you, you know, pay for a service and then do it yourself and even waste your time while doing it? Not wasting time, but, you know, just missing out a week or whole. See, when you send us files, our entire job is to do what you're doing right now and make life easy and simple for you. So let's say if you send us your files, we review it, you get on a call with one of our project managers, you probably what you're planning to accomplish in a week, we'll be able to do in a day. So because you know, there's a different technician for everything here. it's not like you can't do it better. It's like it's exactly what you'll tell us to do, but we'll just do it faster. So people usually have two leverages in life. It's either time leverage or it's money leverage. Considering that you're planning to open up a print-on-demand business, and you're probably trying to not invest a lot of your money. So that means money leverage is out of the question. Yeah? Then we're left only with one more leverage. It's time leverage. So utilize this as much as you can. Even a week from now or even a month from now, if you come back and you give us your business, nothing changes for us. And it's not like a huge significant dent for us that I pressurize to sign up right now. But if you look at it from your own perspective, you are already planning to sign up for certain services, and then you're going to do those services yourself and then coming back to us and making our job easier. I absolutely do not mind that, but it just isn't really good utilization of your time or your money.
Oh, yeah. So, see, I guess that's a misunderstanding on my half. I didn't know that what all publishing entails.
Makes sense.
So I didn't know that you guys do table of contents and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. From proof, see, our job is to ensure that you have a final product which is worthy of publishing. Because if I get, like, what, $800 from you this time, that's not going to benefit us in the long run. The only reason you are a profitable client for my company is that you come back and pay us more. And the only reason you'll do that is we completely dazzle you with the services that we provide, show you the kind of ethics that we have. Just be a good company overall and just find you any kind of value that we can. Only then you're coming back to us. You know, our intern makes $2,500 in 6 weeks. Trust me, $800 is not going to put a dent. But if you keep coming back to us, and if you, let's say, have like 10 journals and they're taking off, you're probably planning to publish a book, or maybe it's some children's book section. You know, there's a whole world out there. I know a guy who has 600 books on murder, mystery, romance. The guy makes $60,000 per month off royalties. Obviously, he's doing this for 10 years, but my point being, you know, there's step one for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you comfortable with the pricing, though? Because I think that's the elephant in the room. Do you think $800 is something that you can do?
Yes, I definitely can get it from my husband. I just need to. I just wanted to really get an understanding of basically like what I'm paying for. You know.
Absolutely.
And you've definitely helped me to get a clearer picture of what the publishing process looks like. Did I also hear correctly that you said that you all help with marketing?
We do. We do help with marketing. Obviously, that is going to be a separate service that we charge. Our marketing pricing, they start from somewhere around like $4,000 from 4, 7, 12, because we provide like an ROI guarantee on the marketing packages that we send. And that's usually like between 150 to 250. It's usually 150 around the whole year, but usually right before New Year's and Christmas and Thanksgiving, we increase it to around 220, 250, depending, because we know the traffic is going to be huge and we can do it. Our marketing is divided into three ways. We first do the paid ads, then we involve some influencers, and at the end of the day, we make a website for you and we do search engine optimization on that website so that your website, you know, your books can be listed for years to come instead of just the 6 months that we're involved. But that's like 4, 6, 12, and then goes up the value.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I know that I'm asking a lot of questions. I know you don't mind, but I still the last thing I want to ask of you is, could you just give me like a brief list of the services that are included with publishing so I can write them down for my husband?
Absolutely. Start with any kind of editing, proofreading, formatting, typesetting, book cover design, interior layout, so any kind of interior design or layout. For like seven of those, I could recall the top. And then obviously publishing on Amazon, Kindle, as paperbacks. And obviously on Kindle, paperbacks and hardcover, we can upload both the versions. And what else? We can even link it to other platforms that provide print-on-demand services like Barnes & Noble's and, you know, there's like Printify. So it's not like a single publishing channel. We're publishing on more channels than Amazon. That's the eight.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Front cover, back cover. Did I say book cover already? I think I did.
Yep, you said edit, proofreading, formatting, typesetting, book cover, interior design, publishing on Amazon, Kindle, paperback, print-on-demand services.
Yeah, so that's
said,
pretty much what we do. And let me remember if there's anything else.
$700 to $800, right?
This is $800, yes. If you remove the interior design, it comes down to $5, but I think your book would need it, so that's why it's $800.
Okay. Okay. Great. So I'm going to go over this with my husband when he gets off of work, and I'm going to keep you guys in the in my contact.
That
I really
like
appreciate
fun.
Your help.
And please have your best callback number. I'll just drop you a text with my direct line, and you'll be able to contact me directly instead
okay.
of calling on the customer service line.
Sure.
Just go ahead with your number whenever you're ready.
Mm-hmm. 708-600-9039.
I think you're on our website as well. Do you have our website pulled up in front of us?
Yes, I have it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will just add it up. Say hello. Did you get my text on our website?
Yes.
Perfect. Just drop in your phone number and email over there and your full name. What I'll do is I'll send you an email with everything that I described. So instead of you showing your husband, you can also show him my email with the pricing service, all the breakdown, the process. So just easier for you to explain them instead of, just recalling whatever you can remember. If there's anything mm-hmm. that's related to, like, a novel or a book, you know, book, we're talking about things like, what do you call it? Like not the journals. Just ignore that part.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is relevant to your book. Mostly, I think everything is relevant to your book. So I'll just send you the whole publishing process, mm-hmm. both the packages,
okay.
and the services that you potentially will be getting. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
No problem, Kristen. Anything other questions, any queries, anything else that I can help you out with?
No, that's all for today.
Perfect. Have a great rest of your day, Kristen. I hope your husband really – and just a quick question, though. What if your husband says no?
I'm pretty sure that he won't say no. He's pretty supportive of what I do.
Nice. So he understands that you're actively looking for a solution to this?
I'm sorry?
Does he know that you're actively looking for a company to solve the problem?
Yes, he does.
Okay, and if he knows that you're actively looking for a company to solve this problem, and if you think we're the company, I think he'd be, and if he's already supportive, then even informing him and saying, honey, I got it, would be a really good surprise for him, no?
Sure, yeah. He's going to ask some questions.
So if it's okay, we can just go ahead and register you in, and then you can just show him, instead of showing him what you're going for, you can just inform him that this is what I got, honey.
Well, I think he would prefer me to explain to him and come to him and ask him first before
just an honest
I make a step to committing.
But I was just trying my luck. Yeah. But I'll just send you an email with everything that we talked about, just like, you know, before, like 15 seconds before, and we'll take things from there.
Okay, great.
Have a great day. Any questions for me before the call ends?
No, that's all.
You got it. Bye.